We're at Greyville today on the Poly Track Wednesday, the 10th of June, and a pretty uninspiring card with lots of horses that have never been on the Poly Track. There are some betting opportunities, though. So let's kick into the race one, which is off at 12:35, 1,000-meter maiden juvenile plate. And I think here's the first one, Meksha, number six. Louis Huss and Craig Zaki backed in last time out, got beaten. Zaki sticks with his horse, and it's drawn on the right side of Tiger Cody, which looks like it's big danger. So 6 and 7, but I'm going 6. I think it will win. I thought Rachel's Boy didn't run badly first time out. And Northern Europeans, worth having a close look at for your trifectas and quartets from the Cornet Suisse Yard. Race 2, maiden plate, fillies and mares. They go 1,600 meters. I really like a bit of indignation at a big price. 8 to 1. Venica for Puller. Drawn 1, 1,600 should be absolutely up its alley. It looks like it's just been warmed up for this race. It could just give the good things a bit of a run for their money. Gimme the Power is the favorite, number 3. Good last run, shows pace. Last run was on the Poly, would be the one they've all got to beat. First in class gets Blinkers. That might help, but Splash of Love looks like the better of the two Lafferty runners with Keegan DeMello on now. That's number 7. Race 3, Sea Stakes, 1,600 meters. Prince of Troy is a big-priced horse here. I'm having a good E2A bet on him. Gets DeMello in the right race. Hunger Tonga is your favorite. Third run after a rest, Mangard Zaki. Mangard had 2 runners, 2 winners. I think everything he's run in Durban's won so far. El Rey Vinor is there or thereabouts for second run. High Q, got to have some sort of chance as well. Look for Kings Island to improve for the back end. Rachel Venica gets on for Lola Crawford. They've just taken it over from Ferry. And then Pied Piper shows pace and gets a good claimer. Race 4, D Stakes, 1,800 meters. My find of the race is Shiny Bob, number 2. Course and distance, 1 from 1, gets a really good apprentice riding him, claim 4. And I think that he's going to be the one they're all going to have to get past. Double Olympics, your second favorite, drawn 10. I can't have that. In looking at this race, I just thought, wow, there's nothing really. Circle of Grace won last time. We liked her a lot. Send Me might be the big danger, number 6, but I'm going strongly Shiny Bob. Race 5, D Stakes, 1,000 meters, and another one for Divesh, Intrepid, but it is second run after a rest. This is number 1. Capolino and Trafalgar Square would be big players here with Bless Me Fred. I think the 3 of them have got to go in. That's 3, 4, and 9. And all of them look to have a fair chance, but quite a difficult race, quite tricky. Victor Rail, decent last 2 runs and gets Zaki this time. So that's worth considering too. Race 6, Progress, 1400, best race on the day. And some really nice horses stepping out here, but they haven't been on the Poly. So who knows? Porridge Boy, Vapor Trail, good for you. Gets the Blinkers, Cheek Pieces or off, Tongue Ties off. He might be a player here. Blah, blah, one on the Poly, and that really plays into its favor. Power and the Glory, he goes on the Poly for the first time as well. So there's a number of horses that have got to go into this race, and all of those that I've mentioned have got some sort of chance. Race 7, Class 4, fillies and mares, 1,400 meters. Lala Donna is the favorite and probably the right one. Will it go on the Poly? That's the question. Siberian Winter definitely loves the Poly and will go well. That's number 5. Pour Some Sugar on Me. She's had many, many chances this mare, but she's always consistent. DeMello rides her well. 6 runs, 2 wins, 3 places. DeMello on her, and he's ridden her the last twice. Last Card to Pass might be a big improver on the Poly. KMV Retrofit, 3rd run, gets a good claimer. And Princess Goldie, the draw is going to help her. So I think there's a lot of horses needed in this race. Race 8, Class 5, 1,400 meter. Snow Moon got a big chance, although it's just won a maiden. Ultra Quick, one with a 4 kilogram claimer last time. Got a 2-point penalty. He's 10 points up, which is 5 kilos, but this is a poor race. Navajo Dancer, 2nd run, might improve. Dapper, look for improvement from this one. Chad Little aboard it. And then Danube, 16 to 1. Don't leave this horse out of anything. Its 3rd run after a rest looks like it's been primed for this. 1 on the Poly Track course and distance. So he goes into everything. Meerkat Moon is another. Kamash, or there or thereabouts. So number of horses need to go in here. World Cup starts tomorrow. Should be good. Have a great day's racing.